This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
One of the ayat that was recited in the fourth rak'ah is a very common verse. جَعَلَ لَكُمُ السَّمْعَ وَالْأَبْصَارَ وَالْأَفْئِدَ. Allah mentions that He gave you the blessing of hearing, of sight, of the ability to think. And He mentions لَعَلَّكُمْ تَشْكُرُونَ, so that you may be grateful. In the last sequence, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, مَا عِنْدَكُمْ يَنْفَدْ وَمَا عِنْدَ اللَّهِ بَاقٍ. What you have will eventually expire and disappear. But what is with Him will continue. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala goes on to mention, مَنْ عَمِلَ صَالِحًا مِنْ ذَكَرٍ أَوْ أُنْثَى. Whoever does good, whether he's a male or a female, as a believer, then he will find that with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and so on and so forth. But there's something that I want you all to think about in the spirit of Ramadan, and I recognize that we're already late tonight, so I won't take long with this concept. Al-Hafidh ibn Rajab rahimahullah said that many times when we think about the blessings that Allah has given us, they are wasa'il al-ma'arif, first and foremost, which means the means by which we get to know Him. If you think about the key purpose of your sight, the key purpose of your hearing, of your ability to think and contemplate and reflect, all of these, first and foremost, are wasa'il al-ma'arif, means by which you get to know Him subhanahu wa ta'ala. But he said one of the biggest mistakes we make in the discussion of gratitude is that we automatically think about counting our blessings and not using our blessings. What does he mean by that? If Allah made you wealthy, and you say, Alhamdulillah, I'm rich, and you say, Alhamdulillah, day and night, you praise Him and you thank Him day and night, but you don't use the wealth that He gave you to alleviate the suffering of others, then you will meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as an ungrateful person. Allah will see you on the day of judgment as an ungrateful person. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave you strength and power, and of course the worst person in the sight of Allah is someone who was given power and he used it to oppress. Because even the most powerful, he who has all power, does not oppress. But if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave you power, and you say, Alhamdulillah, I'm powerful, and you said Alhamdulillah all the time, but you did not use the power you had to lift up the powerless, you will meet Allah as a tyrant, even though you were saying Alhamdulillah. A lot of times we automatically go to a shukr bil lisan, thanking Allah with our tongue when we talk about gratitude. Say Alhamdulillah, and everyone should say Alhamdulillah. That's what we automatically go to. But he said the key function of every single blessing that Allah gave you and what He will ask you about on the day of judgment is how you used that blessing to please Him and to benefit. That's the first thing you will be asked about on the day of judgment. Not what you said about the blessing, how you used that blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He gave you. How you used that wealth, that privilege, that power, that stature, that eloquence, that knowledge, that information, that companionship, that social circle, that social network, all of it. How you used it to benefit Allah, your health, how you used it to benefit the religion of Allah, how you used it to benefit the creation of Allah. Everything that He's given you, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will ask you about that. And that's why Imam al-Shafi'i rahimahullah ta'ala said that knowledge is not that which is memorized, knowledge is that which benefits. And if anyone would have wanted knowledge to just be that which is memorized, it would have been a Shafi'i because he had the greatest memory of all of the a'imma, of all of the great imams that we study in history. But he admits, knowledge is that which causes benefit, which brings about benefit, not that which is contained here. There are people that walk around like libraries. But what does it benefit people? How do you use that for good? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says to the family of Dawood alayhi salam, David, peace be upon him, اِعْمَلُوا آلَ دَاوُودَ شُكْرًا. Work deeds of gratitude, ya Dawood. Work deeds of gratitude. Show the gratitude with what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave you by using it in a way that is beneficial. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that when you are raised on the day of judgment, the person's feet, no person's feet will move حتى يسألوا عن أربعة, until they are asked about four things. عن عمره فيما أثنى, about how many years you lived and how you used those years. You can make it in the Guinness Book of World Records for living the largest, the most years out of any person that's ever lived. May Allah give us long lives of ibadah, righteousness and good deeds. But if you meet Allah with 200 years under your belt, and you did not use those years to do good things, then someone will come on the Day of Judgment who died at the age of 18, and they have more to show and more to benefit themselves. And all of those years that you had that you could have done good will be used against you. عَنْ جِسْمِهِ فِيمَا أَبْلَى. About your body and how you consumed it. We're all tired when we go to sleep at night. Exhausted from whatever it is that we're doing. What are you exhausting yourself with? You know, we all have mileage on our body right now. Everyone has mileage. And some of us would like to argue we have more mileage than others on ourselves. How did you use that mileage? What were you driving your health with? What were you doing with the health that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave you, with the strength that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave you? How are you consuming yourself? عَنْ عِلْمِهِ مَاذَا نَفَعَ بِهِ. Allah will ask you about your knowledge and how you benefited with that knowledge. Not how much knowledge you had. If you show up on the Day of Judgment and say, Ya Allah, I memorized the 6 books of hadith. Great, what did you do with it? What did you do with those books of hadith? What did you do with the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam? It's not just memorization, but benefit. Finally, عَنْ مَالِهِ مِنْ أَيْنَ اكْتَسَبَهُ وَفِيمَا أَنْفَقَ. And about his wealth, from where he got it and how he spent it. How you acquired that wealth and how you spent that wealth. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow us to be a people that use what He has given to us in a way that is beneficial. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow every blessing that He has given to us in this world to yield for us His favor in the hereafter. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable us to do good. Allahumma inna ala dhikrika wa shukrika wa husni ibadatika. Allahumma ameen. Jazakumullahu khairan. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.